much beloved sound of protection, sometimes referred to as the traveler's psalm, it imagines the faithful walking through mountainous wilderness, feeling vulnerable and calling in faith on God, who is ever with us. It is a responsive psalm, and Gina would let us hear it once, and then we'll... to the hills. From where will I look for help?
My help comes from God, who has made heaven and earth.
God will not let your foot stumble. The one who protects Israel will not slumber.
The one who protects you will neither slumber nor sleep. Our help is in the name of our God, who made heaven and earth.
It is God who protects you, your defense at your right hand.
The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night.
God will protect you from all evil. God will protect your life.
God will protect your going and coming now and forever. Our love is in the name of our God, who made heaven and earth.
The second scripture reading is taken from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. This gospel reading comes from the introduction to the Gospel of John, whose unique beginning sets the Gospel of Jesus in the context of the universal, cosmic work of God from the very beginning of time. The love of Jesus and the work of Jesus is bound by time and space, is not bound by time nor space, but is everywhere at work. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Hear what the Spirit is saying to this church.
Thanks be to God.
So, can you hear me all right? If I stand here, I feel like I should have my dancing shoes on today. Best sermon I ever heard started this way. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Peter Short, past moderator of the United Church, started a one-hour sermon at St. Andrew's Wesley gosh, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, by singing. And he immediately had us all enthralled, he immediately brought us all together because we all had that love of Jesus in common. Didn't matter who we were, it didn't matter where we came from, it didn't matter our life's experience. As they said in the children's story, God loves you. God loves you. I told Will I would talk today about interculturalism. I'm the wife of somebody from another country. We've been married 20 years. The first weekend that we were married, we had the worst fight you could ever imagine. I mean, it was an outright brawl. We didn't hit each other. No, no, no. But it began with a sentence. My husband gets up at dawn and he writes. He researches, he writes. He's a philosopher, theologian. And I was in seminary and I had been up late at night writing a paper because I'm a night person and that's where my wisdom hits me at night. And so I got up about 9 o'clock and I stumbled out for my coffee, you know, blindly. You know what that's like. And I looked over at him and I said, "What you been doing all morning?" Well, you know, for me it was like saying, "Oh, isn't it a nice day when it's raining? Who cares, right?" Well, ooh, for an Irish person, that's a big deal. You don't say that to Irish people because in their Irish background, in their Irish culture, in their Irish history, there's a sense of being lazy. When you think of Irish people, what's one of the first cultural norms that you apply to them? They like their Guinness. They like to sit in pubs and drink green beer, as my husband complains. Well, the Irish they socialize in the local pubs. It's not that they're big drinkers, it's that that's how they socialize. They don't go into each other's living rooms so much and socialize in their homes. But now that they've banned smoking from the pubs, everybody goes into each other's homes and has their pint because you can't smoke in the pubs. And Irish people, a lot of Irish people are smokers. So by saying this, I had insulted my husband, had no idea that I had done it. And it took me forever backtracking, saying, "No, no, 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 it doesn't mean anything. I'm not even awake. Why are we having this discussion?" You know how it goes on. My husband actually is in South Korea today talking about God. An Irish-Canadian citizen in South Korea talking about God. Don't you love our world? Don't you love that we have this opportunity to get to know so many people and to share so much wisdom? My husband studied for 5 weeks on Korean culture, on South Korean ways of being, on South Korean faith, on South Korean understanding, so that when he went, that he could be able to greet and talk to them and understand in a way that he wouldn't make mistakes like I did the first week of our marriage. That he would be able to show the true respect and the understanding. My husband and I have studied for many years the Canadian theologian Bernard Lonergan. Bernard Lonergan was a Canadian Jesuit. He died about 20 years ago, and his work is read all around the world. And he said, one of my favorite lines, he says, "Every person you meet should change you. Every conversation you have should change you so that you learn something new and that your understanding of the world and your understanding stretches just that little bit more." So when I stand in the mornings and I look up my dining room window and I see those incredible mountains, I think of all the people who stand there and see those mountains. Everyone has that feeling of awe. I look to the mountains from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord. And as they said in the children's story, God loves everyone. Everyone.
I live on Commercial Drive, and on Commercial Drive, it is a multicultural society. Everybody lives on Commercial Drive from all parts of the world, which is why we moved there. We moved there because my husband, as we drove down the street, he said, I have to live on Commercial Drive, because there was the Italian restaurant, the African restaurant, the Indian restaurant, the Thai restaurant. It's all there. And we can go out in the park and have some amazing conversations. We have amazing conversations in which we hear so much. I work at First United as well. I do part-time work with Fraser Presbytery and Intercultural Ministry and Intergenerational Ministry. But I also work at First United for 20 hours a week. I'm there in an appointment until they can get the JNAC done and call a full-time minister. And I was sitting with my group on Friday morning, Spirit Focus. And as you know, the reason why I've made this fast connection is Commercial Drive is not far from First United. And in the group on Friday morning, I said to them, I'm speaking about intercultural ministry on Sunday. What should I say? And they were saying, okay, well, what's your message? I said, Jesus loves you. No, you can't use that one. Why can't I use that one? Because some people have been hurt by Christianity and you'll actually offend people. So what can I say? Can I say God loves you? No, you can't say that. This is a group of about 8 or 9 men and one woman, actually 2 women. Sarah comes in, Sarah's First Nations, and we gather every Friday morning and we have a spirit focus in the dining room at First United Church down in the downtown east side. And we have, every week, we have a conversation about something different. One week I said, what does it mean? What are people saying when they say, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual? What judgment are they making on people who are religious or religion? And Chad came in at one point, and Chad is a minister who used to work in Toronto, who actually lives now at the shelter at the downtown east side. And he said, it means that you come into the church and you're so filled with the Holy Spirit. You are filled with the joy of being one with everyone. And some churches, not all churches, especially not this one, some churches can make you come in, they sit down, they hand you something, and they say, just be quiet until the end and make sure you put money in the collection plate. Obviously, he hasn't been here. He would love it here. So we have these kind of discussions all the time. So I said, well, what do I say? Because First United, there are so many people from various countries living at First United in the shelter. There's Chris, who is from Germany. There is Tom, who is from Florida. I'm just trying to think of all the people who are there. And we relate. We have these conversations. So after about an hour together, they said, you know, Sally, it's this simple. It is this simple. Just love one another. I said, I've heard that somewheres before. Jesus, they laugh. They always laugh when I do these things. So we talked about what does it mean, really, to love one another. When Jesus says, love your neighbor as yourself and your God above all else, what does that actually mean? How do you feel when you're feeling loved? How do you feel? You just feel that precious welling up inside, a peacefulness and comfort. To be asked a question about who you are is probably one of the most precious gifts that we give to one another. To reach out to somebody and say, tell me about yourself. Tell me where you come from. Tell me what is important in your life. Tell me your image of God. Tell me what makes you happy. Tell me your culture. Tell me your stories. It's a gift to reach out to somebody, and you know it yourself when somebody asks you those questions. So that's what we came to at First United that day, or Friday, was that is what it means to live in this just society that Pierre Elliott Trudeau put together 41 years ago. I am a Trudeau person. I grew up in the Trudeau years. I grew up when Trudeau talked about a just society. I grew up when Trudeau talked about we are all one nation together. And how do we? He said by showing respect for one another, that's how we are one incredible country. So when I stand and I look at the mountains, I think of how proud I am not only to be a Christian, to be able to say Jesus loves me and to know how to love my neighbor in a way that is life-giving and to be loved by others in a way that is life-giving. I also am proud to be a Canadian in a place where we just love one another, that we reach out and we know that every conversation that we have with one another is a gift, is a way of sharing our differences and being lifted up by our differences. One of my favorite places to be, I've been to Israel twice. You sit by the Sea of Galilee, there's nobody there, it's quiet, it is simple, it's just this quiet water, just lapping away, and you can imagine Jesus sitting around with all the disciples, the men and the women, and having these kind of conversations, till eventually he says to them, go out into the world, all the world, and share the good news. And as we know, the good news of Christ is, love your neighbor as yourself, and your God above all else. I'm very proud to be working for the Fraser Presbytery because they have really done some work on reaching out across the generations, across the cultures, across the gender, and trying to be those words, loving our neighbor as ourselves. I've asked to have some of the Song of Faith from the United Church of Canada put up, and I'm hoping that we can say it together. It's at the beginning of the Song of Faith, which you know is quite long, but it's such a beautiful. So let us say this together. God is holy mystery, beyond complete knowledge, above perfect description, yet in love, the one eternal God seeks relationship. We witness to holy mystery that is holy love. God is creative and self-giving, generously moving in all the near and distant corners of the universe. Nothing exists that does not find the source in God. Our first response to God's providence is gratitude. We sing thanksgiving, finding ourselves in a world of beauty and mystery, of living things diverse and independent, of complex patterns of growth and evolution, of some atomic particles and cosmic swirls. We sing of God the Creator, the maker and source of all that is. Each part of creation reveals unique aspects of God the Creator, who is both in creation and beyond it. All parts of creation, animate and inanimate, are related. All creation is good. We sing of the Creator, who made humans to live and move and have their being in God, in and with God. We can direct our lives towards right relationship with each other and with God. We can discover our place in one strand of the life. We can grow in wisdom and compassion. We can recognize all people as kin. Thanks be to God.
told Will I would take the rest of the service from here.